even till the end of the world.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to join you again for a bit of a reflection here to share this with you. And Greg Licomeli, as he and I consider these, and as he so thoughtfully arranges them for us electronically. In others who are here, you might think there really is quite a gathering. In the intimacy of our taking time now, it isn't that others are listening in on us, but there's a deep one listening to us. And for me, that's the core of the listening we're doing. In our taking time of being where we are, the place, the sight, the here you're in, the nowness of this moment, the one we call the living God is listening in on us, in us, listening to our very needs and to the beauty of who we are. I find myself already considering Thanksgiving, and I'm not sure when you are listening to this. It may be before Thanksgiving or 5 years from now. But there's a perennial theme here that leans me towards Thanksgiving. And if I do this with any sense of sequence, there are two aspects of it that open for me now, but not, and I want to be attentive, not too much as someone who's here to instruct you, but share with you, I think, the wisdom that strikes me and let you go with it. I let it take you deeper into that encounter with the one who's listening now. Or as we hear in Luke's gospel, the one who is seeing us. It's Luke 17, 11 and following, the cleansing of 10 lepers that I find myself considering with you. It's actually the gospel that the American bishops and probably others have chosen for the Eucharistic celebration on Thanksgiving Day. And it's very beautiful because it acknowledges again one of the radical things that happens in an encounter with Jesus. He sees us. And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." So he sees and has a visual, a physical, a real encounter. And that's what's happening now. There's something striking this in me and in this, and I don't know if I can say it well, but it isn't only creed. It isn't only believing. It is experiencing believing in the one who believes in us. Creed, saying them, can feel like a one-way expression. But the radicalness of this gospel is that God believes in us and sees our need. And so this is a beautiful gospel about mercy. Pope Francis brings that out as a theme, and we know now that it was an eternal theme, occasionally clouded by a preoccupation with organized religion, practice, and creed. And so the encounter can get confused in creed. Part of it is here, and it's interesting, it's a Samaritan, so jumping ahead, of the 10 lepers, one returns, and it's a Samaritan whose creed or practice is more ancient than the Hebrews and different. So there's a difference here. But that doesn't diminish one, this person's healing, and it certainly didn't take away this person's movement towards giving thanks and praise, glorifying God. So having said all that, let's just sit in a deeper place that it seems to me is under and with that, and this is Jesus seeing us right now. It's striking as I read a commentary that the Luke's gospel is noting that this person had leprosy. The point isn't that this person is a leper. I don't know about your experience of yourself, but every once in a while I so identify with my issues that I become them, or they become me. Could be sadness or mourning or depression, or it could be something great like accomplishment. And all of a sudden there's an ego attachment to that isn't there, and we can lose the good of what it is. By not knowing in the middle of it is an encounter with the Creator God, and it isn't there's a distance between us, it is just we are not what we're considering. We're more deeply who we are before the one who sees us. We aren't that which we experience as leprosy, wound, hurt, anger, brokenness. We experience that. Somehow a present experience, maybe for you or I. But God looks upon us, and so one of the commentators makes the note that this is a deeply humanizing experience for each one of these lepers. They are no longer identified with their illness. They're dignified. They're recognized by Jesus in their personhood. So in our ability right now to sit and let God see us, know we're seen by God. God isn't just seeing my the fried egg on my head, as Bette Midler might say. It's not just the thing that stands out as a significant mistake or confusion about my life, but it's the wonder and goodness of our being who we are, and that being treasured by the one who has formed us and made us and continues to, as Irenaeus lets us know, if we stay soft and tractable, as St. Irenaeus says. So there's this malleability, the shaping and forming of this healing, this mercy that happens. It's not wiping away a thing. It's encountering us in our experience and encountering us. God seeing us. In this passage, in the one who looks upon us with great love and says, go, your faith has saved you. A wonderful phrase that happens often in Luke and other Gospels, where the identification of the healing is one within us because of what we have from our encounter and presence with the living God. Somehow deep within us is what we call faith, which underneath it, I think, is really trust in the one who is addressing us, seeing us now. The God who has never left us is here, and we begin to trust that one who reaches to our singularity, our oneness, and we are one with that one. That's the healing. That's the mercy. That's the here and now of this little reflection. So many things can preoccupy me. I'm going to guess that might happen to you too. But taking time like this with you is just a blessing for me, because it invites me to hear this, having prayed over this passage, and find I believe this. But I need to take time and listen. No, God gazes upon us, looks deep into my heart, sees me in a dignified way, frees me of that which would bind me and have me be other than who I am, and sends me on my way. There's a journey here, an itinerancy, and Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, but not deflected, but deciding he looks at you and me now. And we find mercy in our hearts, God's forgiveness and healing for us, transition and transformation. Yeah, it's all that and more. That's why I believe we sit in quiet now. And you may have begun this time with this reflection by quieting yourself, by welcoming quiet, silence, stillness, solitude. And then as some of this breaks in on our heart like a wave from eternity, we delight in the God who loves us. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Peace, my friend, be well, and let us, as we approach Thanksgiving, walk with others who have a felt sense of leprosy, but they too are not lepers any longer. Peace and healing. Delight and joy. Amen.
I, the Lord, am with you always, even till the end of the world.
I, the Lord, am with you always,
am the beginning and the end of all things. I have met death, but now I am alive.
I am the Lord, am with you always, even till the end of the world.
I will not leave you orphans. I will come back and your hearts will return.